Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here. Today is August 11th. Stanislaus County Board of Supervisors, if everyone could please stand for the pledge and then remain standing after the pledge for our invocation by Reverend Marvin Jacobo.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please pray with me. Master, thank you for these men, for the county staff who serve, who love our county, who love our people. And Lord, thank you for the privilege you give us to live under their leadership. Give them wisdom to make the decisions that need to be made, to consider those that can't be in these rooms, who can't be in conversations. And Master, thank you that they represent each one from their district and their areas. We live in a county that faces tough issues, at times a divisive spirit. Bring us together. Teach us how to operate within our differences, honoring our differences, operating in harmony with mutual civility and respect. And regarding these proceedings, Master, I pray that this meeting would be held in that mutual civility and mutual respect, understanding that this is Stanislaus County. There's nobody else. This is about us. Amen.
Thank you, Marvin. As always, Marvin always steps up for us here when we have an opening and we have no one to do the invocation, and we always thank Marvin for all that he does. Okay, we will move on to public comment. Now is the time for anyone to speak on any item that is not an item on the agenda. Do we have it? We just, hot off the press, have a card that came in here. Okay. So Lee, you're up. How are you?
I'm great. Lee Lundrigan, County Clerk Recorder and Registrar of Voters. How are you all today?
Very good, thank you.
Good. So I'd like to talk to you today and give you an update on what's going on with security banknote paper. Security banknote paper, and I've handed you my notes, which are very rough format, but if you take a look at those, you can kind of follow along a bit. The national security requires us to identify people using certified copies of birth, death, and marriage certificates. These items come from one of three places. They either come from the county public health, they come from the county recorder, or they come from the state of California. And they originate in different places. Birth certificates originate at a hospital. They are then sent to the county public health department, and then they're ultimately filed from there with the county recorder and the state of California. Death certificates originate at a mortuary. They are then sent to the county public health, filed with the county recorder and the state. Both of these items are maintained by public health for 2 years. They are maintained by the clerk recorder and the state of California in perpetuity. Marriage certificates originate at the county recorder's office by the clerk. They are then sent to the state on a quarterly basis, and they are maintained by the recorder and the state of California in perpetuity. All three certified and issued on secure banknote paper. I have brought some along so you can see what it looks like. I'll hand it over to you guys, but you have to hand it back. Each of these pieces of paper is like money. It is used a special print called intaglio printing, and it is recorded and required by the state of California to use intaglio printing. So it's not the paper, it's the print. I notice you're all looking at the paper, but look at the print. What's important about this is that there has been one printer of this paper in recent years in the United States, and it closed its doors in July and went out of business without telling anyone. So that the United States now has zero printers that can use intaglio print which is required by the state of California, imprinting the documents for all its birth, death, and marriage licenses. So we are taking various steps to ensure that our public is taken care of. First of all, we immediately got together with the other counties in the state of California, with the public health departments, and Dr. John Walker is here today from our public health department. We have a very close contact with him. He's out there. And we are also in very close contact with the state of California. Each of the documents that I passed around, the banknote paper, if you'll notice, that one is specific to our office. It's the recorder's. It has my name on it as the recorder for Stanislaus County, and it is specific. The one that public health uses is specific to public health and has Dr. John Walker's name on it. And the one for the state of California, quite frankly, I don't know whose name is on it, but it is neither of ours. It is unique to the state. Every county has the health department and the recorders that are providing this paper. We issued a press release from our office on July 27th, and we limited the copies that we could give out at that point in time to one copy each while we tried to determine exactly what was going on. At that point, we also sent anyone who was either had a birth or death certificate originating in 2014 or 2015 to Public Health Officer Dr. John Walker, because his agency has approximately, if I am correct, I don't want to speak for him, 4 months?
Five
and a half months. He indicates to us that he has approximately 5.5 months of paper left. If you'll notice the piece of paper that I have attached to the back, this was created about week and a half ago, at which time we had, in our county, 2,200 pieces of banknote paper at the recorder's office, which was approximately 4 weeks of paper. We now have approximately 3 weeks of paper before we are completely out, and we are at about 1,600 sheets of paper left. We go through approximately 100 to 110, 20 on a daily basis. So we are working on a solution in a multiple-faceted manner. We are trying to contact other sources of banknote paper. One has been located by Los Angeles. They have an agreement with them that is going forth, and they added all of the other counties that wish to be added in California to their agreement. We wish to be added. We've spoken to purchasing about it. They're aware of it, and they're working diligently to make sure we are part of that process. It's called Canadian banknote paper, and it's obviously located in Canada. Los Angeles purchase would enable us to obtain the banknote paper in the minimum amount of time, 3 months. That is the shortest amount of time that we could obtain it. It would be someplace around Thanksgiving. So we are also working on a legislative solution, which would remove the term intaglio print from the requirement of the paper. So beginning Monday, August 17th, after reviewing all of our various options, it has been my decision, so I take the brunt of this for when you get the calls, to send anyone requiring a birth and death certificate to public health if they are created within the last 2 years, so all of 2014 and 15, and anyone else to the state of California. We are going to provide students, our students here that need this information to get into school, with a free verification of birth, and I've already contacted Superintendent Tom Shenyang and each county school superintendent, indicating that that's what we would be sending them, that asking them to accept it, and no one has said they would not accept it. It's just this little form. It's certified with a little stamp on it, and it just says the student was born with their date of birth. They're looking for a date of birth for a student to start school. The other thing that we are going to do is we're going to provide copies of our residents with marriage licenses which have not yet been sent to the state. The state will not allow us to send marriage licenses to them except on a quarterly basis. And the next quarterly basis wouldn't be for another month. So June, July, August, and in September, we will be sending that information to the state. So we will obviously be providing marriage licenses to anyone who requires a marriage license because they can get it in no other location from our office. And we're trying to work diligently to make sure that we don't run out of paper before we can get some printed. If you look on the sheet that I've attached, if you take a peek down there, and you'll notice that the Santa Barbara Health Department is out. They have no paper at all. And you'll wonder, well, some of them appear to have years worth of paper, and some of them are out, and why is this? It's because of the amount that each group buys. I mean, some of these counties are so tiny that, like Amador County, they will have 2 months worth of paper for them is only 700 pieces. That wouldn't even last us 1 week. So it depends on how many pieces are used and how much they are required to buy from their vendor. Ours, we go through kind of in a median amount. If you would look at the Orange County, Los Angeles County, almost 500,000 pieces a year that they go through. So they're all in different amounts and purchased at different times. Our purchase time this year was going to be this fiscal year, so in July. So we were just getting ready to make the purchase when they went out of business. Some of the counties made it in the last fiscal year, so they just got a supply just before they went out of business. Fortunately, we aren't in the middle. We haven't made a request and then have our paper someplace in the center. I'm happy to answer any questions you might have. Anyone who comes to our office will get one of these three sheets of paper that allows them to apply to the state for their birth or their death certificate or their marriage certificate if it's before June of this year. Unfortunately, the state takes a little longer, but public health is very fast. And I just can't say enough wonderful things, quite frankly, about working with Dr. Walker and public health and how tremendous and supportive they've been. Because since they do have more paper than we do, they have been great about allowing us to send people over to them so they can immediately get the documents that they need. Do you have any questions that I can answer?
Questions of Lee?
No questions, just a comment. I think your solutions are adequate, and I think you're doing the best that you possibly can with this. Really, it's a crisis. But I think we need to call on the state legislature. They need to come into current technology. There has to be a better system than everybody running around with these pieces of paper. Technology is the answer, and state of California needs to move on this issue.
Well, thank you very much, and mention that to them. We have.
Yeah, I was thinking the fact that the company closed, went out of business, there must not be very many states that use these, that still use this type of
Intaglio printing?
Yeah.
I am through reading the literature that various counties have put out, I am aware that there are over 30 counties or states that do not use Intaglio printing. However, the fact that California is still using it basically shows that we just haven't moved off that type of print. It's a pretty unique process that was used, quite frankly, since the 1500s, like 1,500 way back. Okay. So anyway. Okay, so that will be taking place Monday. We did want to give you first notice of this, and I'll be doing a press release today to allow all the news media offices to know about it. And, of course, all of our people will know immediately. We'll put it up on our website and all of our other processes. So we'll try to do what we can to support people. We understand there could be an emergency every once in a while, but we are down right now to 1,600 sheets of paper. And we figure if we maintain it to the end of this week, that'll be about 100 to 150 pieces a day that we'll use. We'll be down to approximately 1,100 by next week, and we're hoping that if we just do marriages for those months, we'll make it all the way to the time when we can get more paper. So I hope so. Thank you. And I'm going to come get my piece of paper back.
Yes. Okay. Very good. Thanks, Lee.
I do have one additional thing. Our calendars have come in for elections. So I'll be giving you each of you a calendar so that you can have one of those. That's the happy news.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, that's the only card that I have for, excuse me, for public comment. Is there anyone else? Catherine Borges. Catherine, how are you? Good.
Okay. Good morning, Supervisors, County Council Doreen, and CEO Risen, and happy birthday again to Supervisor Jim DeMartini. Bust already?
You got a few more minutes.
Okay, I actually was going to speak on something else, but briefly, I'd like to follow up what Lee Lundgren said too about to comment on the importance of the paper, because I'm actually, what I do when I'm not doing Salida stuff or other local area stuff, I am a genealogist. And so this paper is very important to genealogists because our business also is, depends on those certificates that they issue. As you said, Supervisor O'Brien, the state does need to come into the 21st century and have some other kind of method. Texas does use the same kind of paper, at least I've seen it on birth certificates that I've ordered. But they require ID and other things to get it because there's so many forgeries that they want to make sure that the person requesting it is really, entitled to it as a relative descendant, that sort of thing. They have a very strict requirement to obtain them, and they could do something like that. But there are other states like Illinois. Chicago's Cook County puts their birth certificates and death certificates and other things online. You can actually order copies of it. It's not on the special kind of paper. So there, other states should have solutions for preventing the identity theft, so they should be able to do that. But not being able to obtain these certificates is going to put a screeching halt to people applying for lineage societies and other genealogical things where you need to produce documents like Daughters of the American Revolution, Colonial Dames of the 17th Century, all of these societies that need these things. So it's very important that we have a solution, and I look forward to it. Okay, now my other comments that I have are very brief. As I have mentioned in a previous public comment, my childhood hometown is Fresno. And at the same time that I moved to Stanislaus County in 1992, my high school's homecoming queen also came north and settled in Newman. She married an almond farmer that she had met at Fresno State, and they have four beautiful children. On August 1st, she turned on her tap and nothing came out. She posted her dilemma on Facebook and said that the waiting list to get a new well is 9 months. One of her Newman friends posted that a family across the tracks from her had to drop their well another 40 feet until they hit water. Fortunately for my friend and her family, a new pump solved the issue for now. I'd like to thank you for being so proactive and approving the temporary water assistance program at your July 28th meeting. Unfortunately, if my friend does end up needing a new or deeper well, the program won't help her because she lives just across the county line in Merced. Hopefully, Merced County will get their program up and running soon, too, as was reported in the Modesto Bee. I suggest that she contact her supervisor if they need help with the well, but I also wanted to let our supervisors know that the well issue is just across the county line in Newman. Thank you.
Thanks, Catherine. Okay. Anyone else? Any other public comment? Okay, and I was just going to add also for Supervisor DeMartini, happy birthday today. And Jim, how old are you again?
I'm 39, okay. Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Just wanted to make sure it hadn't changed. Okay, good. Okay, we will move on to our consent calendar. Is there any item that anyone would like to pull from consent? Anybody from the public pull anything from consent? Okay, I will look for a motion on the consent calendar.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0. We'll move on to item B5. This is the time for the accountants to shine here.
Thanks for
being here. Sure. Lauren, I can see. So you have more of your staff here. Do you want to have your staff?
Let's I'm have going one. To.
Very good.
Okay. I will. Good morning.
Chairman Withrow, Supervisors, Mr. Risen and Mr. Doring, Lauren Klein, Auditor Controller, and today I'm here to present to you the fiscal year 2012-2013 purchasing card audits. And yes, I did say fiscal year 2012-2013, we are behind. We are in 15-16, we're about a year and a half behind. And you'll also see on the slide there that the work was done by the General Ledger Division, not by the Internal Audit Division, because the Internal Audit Division was still disbanded at this point when this work was done. So we're moving forward. We're working on 13-14. There's, I believe, six audits that need to be completed, and the field work's been done on that. So hopefully we'll catch up soon. And yes, I would like to introduce to you the new Internal Audit Division staff. Last year during final budget, you approved three positions, full-time positions. I have two of them filled. I'm still seeking high and low for an internal audit manager. Been looking, seeking since October and have not been successful thus far.
It's funny, I was gonna say, Lauren, we're having the same problem at our office. We're having a heck of a time finding accountants out there right now. So.
Yeah, and doubly harder for auditors too. Betty, Captain Donica, Betty Way. She's a full-time accountant three and has experience with regulatory audits. And Callie is an accountant two. She's also full-time. Callie has public accounting experience, and she's at the last steps of getting her CPA license, and she's getting the attestation version of the CPA license. And then Carol Kiley, accountant three, she's part-time, extra help. She has her CPA license, also an attestation version, and has prior experience as an internal auditor. So we've got a good crew going here.
Forget it. And if any of you aren't happy,
you can't take them.
Okay. Sorry, I'm not supposed to say that.
That's not nice.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'll move on to the presentation. And as always, first and foremost, I would like to thank all the county departments for their help in performing, completing these audits. Yes, it is the Internal Audit Division's responsibilities to complete these audits, but as in any performance of an audit, the client, the departments, and agencies are required to do a fair amount of work themselves. So I would like to thank them for all of their help. So there are 32 departments and related agencies that utilize purchasing cards, and we are still on a series of roughly a two-year time period where we are looking at this particular period. We looked at 16 purchasing card compliance audits that were completed. So it's a two-year cycle. We'll get to all of the departments and agencies within that two-year cycle. Out of the audits, the 16 that were completed, there were four that did not have any findings at all. And those four were the Chief Executive Office, General Services Agency, the Grand Jury, and Law Library. And the next couple of slides are just gonna show some of the transactions and dollars activity that have been put on the purchasing card. So you'll see this is in the dollars. For fiscal year 12-13, there's $3,267,592 usage from the purchasing cards. This is total usage. And here's in the transactions. This one you can clearly see due to the downturn in the economy, the drop off of usage of cards by transactions and starting to build back up by 12-13. And though 13-14 is not on there, there's a slight increase in 13-14 through the use of transactions. This pie chart reflects the number in dollars, the transactions that were audited to the total, not to the 16 departments that we audited, but to total transactions. Again, this is in dollars. And again, pie chart and numbers, the total number of transactions that were audited. So the next series of slides will be reflecting some of the significant findings that we had. These are some of the department head responsibilities. And though this is improved, there were five departments that the designees were not properly documented. And then 17 billing statements were not reviewed or certified timely. And those billing statements are monthly billing statements that the department heads can review to determine that the activity is appropriate. The next slides are employee responsibilities. And we had 12 bank statements and supporting documents that went missing. The staff and my staff were able to recreate. You get copies of all the statements and recreate, and all of the transactions were appropriate. However, when we went out to look to find the documentation, they were missing. And apparently what had happened was these statements were given to other employees to look at and never returned. We ended up canceling all the cards in terms of making sure that there was security and reissuing all the cards that were impacted. 9 bank statements were not reconciled timely, and 5 employees reconciled their own bank statements. There were 27 travel authorization forms that were not approved prior to travel, and 4 duplicated or additional charges that were not identified during the monthly reconciliation. Those duplicated charges and additional charges, 3 of them were rectified, and we received credit for them. So, in general, the county departments that were chosen for testing were in compliance with the purchasing card and travel policies. And the board priorities, the performance of the audit work by the auditor controller staff is aligns with the board priority for ensuring efficient delivery of public services. And action item is the staff requests the approval of fiscal year 12-13 purchasing card audit reports. If you have any questions, please let me know.
Very good. Thank you, Lauren. Any questions of Lauren? Very good. No? Sorry.
You can't imagine me not commenting.
Well, I was looking. I thought you would.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever done one of these where there weren't at least a couple of questions.
Or O'Brien hasn't gone off. I will say that this year's audit seems to be a little better than previous years. However, let's look at the numbers. We tested 14% of the transactions, and of those, 75% of the departments that were audited had findings or recommendations. It just doesn't sound good. And I'll remind that it's not our money. This is taxpayer money. And although it is better this year, we still have room for improvement, and we need to force that we improve. We continue to improve. And I know the whole purpose behind this back in 96 when we went this way is to reduce the cost that we spend to go out and buy stuff as a county. But here we're spending $50,000 to test 14% of the transactions where 3/4 of the departments has findings or recommendations. We just need to tighten it up.
Supervisor O'Brien, many of those, the findings, a lot of it has to do with lack of documentation or lack of certification. It's not that the work isn't being done. There's just still some issues with documenting so that when we go out to do the audits themselves, we can't tell. And then talking with staff, we realize that the transactions are appropriate. They've done the right work. It's just the certification was not there.
It just erodes public trust in government, and that's what I'm trying to avoid. And so I just think it's important. The policies are there in place. Do the monthly reconciliations. Do it properly. Store it away, and everything will be good.
Okay. Any other comments? Stan?
I was going to say message heard and received.
Very good. Okay, we will look now to the board for a motion.
Oops.
Okay, motion to approve the staff recommendation.
We have a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 5-0. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Good work. Okay, we will move on to correspondence.
This board has received a letter from the State of California State of California Board of State and Community Corrections regarding the availability of community recidivism reduction grant funds for the Budget Year Act of 2015.
Refer to the Sheriff, Probation Officer, and Chief Executive Officer.
This board has received a notice from the Bureau of Reclamation regarding the availability of the draft environmental impact statement for the Central Valley Project and the State Water Project.
Refer to the Environmental Review Committee.
And this board has received the claims as noted on the agenda.
Acknowledge receipt of claims and refer to the Chief Executive Office Risk Management Division. Any Board of Supervisor reports?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to say that the West Side Healthcare Task Force is having its health summit in the Newman at the West Side Theater on August 20th this year. And this is an annual event for us. This is the first time we're going to be providing free health screenings courtesy of the Gould Medical Foundation. And we have, our biggest loser weight loss contest. It's a competition between Newman, Patterson, and the city of Augustine, along with Patterson School District and a few other teams that were put together. So that is begins at 11:30 on August 20th. So it's free to the public, and we even provide lunch for you.
Very good. Thanks, Jim. Supervisor Chiesa.
Yeah, I wanted to see if maybe we could get our Public Works Director, Matt Machado, 5 minutes or 10 minutes at the beginning of a meeting just to inform us on the, in case a lot of the folks didn't know, Matt sits on the Stakeholder Advisory Council, right? Is that the name? And it's for the Water Storage Investment Program through the California Water Commission. You don't have to do it today, but they've been having monthly meetings, day-long meetings, and this is essentially he's providing technical assistance to where they're going to spend the bond money that goes towards storage. So it's a very important component. Matt's representing SEAC and CSAC on that committee, doing wonderful work from what I hear, but I think it'd be good for all of us to hear an update as to what he's doing.
Very good. Sounds good. Next meeting. Okay. Great. Anybody else? Any other? Okay. Legislative, fiscal, and management report. Stan.
No report this morning.
No report. Okay. And we have an announcement. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Announcement. Thursday, August 13th at 9:30, we'll have our Stanislaus County Day Reporting Center public dedication ceremony out on Hackett Road. So we look forward to everyone being there. Jack.
Yes. After adjournment of the meeting, we'll go into closed session to have conference with legal counsel to discuss anticipated litigation involving two matters pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9, Subdivision D4. We may or may not have a report on these matters.
Okay, any public comment on our closed session? Seeing none, this meeting is adjourned.
Good job.